morning. This is Word Made Flesh, the radio ministry of the Lenawee County Mission. For the next few minutes, you'll hear how God is reaching out to those staying at the mission and how He's reaching out to the greater church community. Now, here's Lenawee County Mission's Executive Director, Pastor Stephen Palmer, with this week's Word.
Well, good morning, gentlemen. Welcome to this week's edition of Word Made Flesh. How are we doing?
Good.
Let's see, this Sunday, first Sunday after Easter, I want to pose a question to you. And that question is, do you really believe in the resurrection? I think as Christians, historically, Easter Sunday has always been the most holy day. May not always feel like it. You know, sometimes waking up on Christmas with Christmas presents and all that kind of flash and glitter and all that stuff. Easter sometimes gets shadowed by that. But for Christians, Easter is it. Because it celebrates what?
Resurrection.
I was going to say, if you say Easter Bunny, we're going to have it. It celebrates resurrection. And so throughout the history of the church and Christians, I mean, celebrating Jesus' resurrection on Easter Sunday is pretty significant. But do we really believe in the resurrection? All right, I have a question on the floor. Who wants to be first?
Yeah, I believe in the resurrection. I believe He's alive and well inside me. You know, prompting me to do what's right at the right time, the right reasons. You know, following His example.
Okay, all right. Anybody else?
I believe that Christ is alive in all of us. In my opinion, I see Him in people every day. You know, just by their actions, just being Christ-like, you know, helping people out. You know?
Can you elaborate a little bit more on being Christ-like? You can see, you know, a little Boy Scout off a little lady across the street.
You know, feeding, you know, people that are hungry, people giving, if they have two coats, they give away one.
All right, John the Baptist, that's my guy. It's like quoting that Bible. My man. Thanks. Anybody else?
I believe in the resurrection. I believe the resurrection is God showing His mighty power, you know, that speaks, you know, in Ephesians, the armor of God, be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power. Mm-hmm. I believe it's a statement, declaration, saying that Jesus lives and that He is Lord. I mean, you see in Old Testament signs of His mighty power, you know, kind of interjecting into the world here onto earth, and I think this is His final declaration of that power. And for me, it's just hard because of all those, you know, the powers of this world, the authorities of this world, the principalities, and even the spiritual forces of evil in our heavenly realms, and that's in me, you know. So it's in me that I have to give Him to, you know, I have to die and He has to live. So I believe in it, but it's one of those that I struggle with every day.
Good. Anybody else?
Yeah, I believe in the resurrection. I believe that more importantly than physical resurrection, I think the spiritual part of it is the point, you know. So He lives in all of us and proved to the disbelievers that He is a true King. He was vindicated in the fact that they killed Him and He came back. Showed him that He was King. Showed him that He was God.
I'll show you. Yeah. Okay. Good.
Yes, I believe that He lives in all of us from His resurrection after that. And He shows His love through us.
Okay. All right. Any other comments?
And I can agree with Doug with the resurrection, the declaration of God's justice. But with everybody else, you know, I see Him in people. I believe that, you know, He did come back to keep guiding us and showing us the way, I guess, and help us live as a Christian-like, I guess, or a Christian, however you want to say it, but, you know, just helping people, serving people. I mean, we see it every day, even at the store, you know. But, so I do believe it, but there's parts of me that don't.
Okay. Want to take a couple seconds to elaborate on the parts that you don't?
Well, just the whole coming back to...
It's kind of hard for the physical type.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Coming back.
That can be particularly in a postmodern mindset, it's not that that's definitely not an act you see every day. Yeah, and we talk about going to the emergency room, maybe somebody's, you know, flatlined and you can glare, you know, and kind of resuscitate. It's not exactly a resurrection, so we don't see resurrection. We don't see it. That can be difficult to wrap our postmodern mind, our scientific. I mean, we just live in a day and age of enlightenment, we would say, that that can be pretty difficult. Right? But there are other things that you know, we haven't really viewed either, but we think we can make formulate some intellectual affirmation about them. Right? Molecular structures. Right, and we learned you know, in chemistry and physics and things like that, that there are really small particles in the world. But that, I appreciate you sharing that. That can be difficult for some of us. Sometimes we, part of our faith is not necessarily having the evidence. I think we talked before, you know, when Jesus is resurrected, and he appears to Thomas, and he says, "Well, blessed are those who have not seen and believe." Well, it's encouraging to hear that you do believe in the resurrection. But let's kind of step back briefly. Do you recall what we talked about with this resurrection? Really, how it impacted the early Christians? What significance it had? I mean, we've talked before that Jesus was not the first to claim to be resurrected. Right? Caesar was, Mithra was. There were several others. The resurrection for the early Christians wasn't just about some sort of affirmation of an afterlife. They already had that kind of faith. And some of you mentioned, you know, a declaration of God's justice, vindication, the power of God. Do you recall in one of our previous studies, as we looked more in depth on the resurrection, how we could come up with terminology such as that? Okay, let me refresh your memory. Pass the donut. Yeah. What killed Jesus? How'd he die?
We killed Jesus.
We killed Jesus.
Okay. How about crucifixion? Okay. Let's keep it simple, gentlemen. All right. I'm trying to get to. Okay. And crucifixion was a form of execution implemented by
the Romans.
So, in a sense, justice had been declared by Rome. If Jesus is resurrected, then isn't Rome's justice very different than God's justice?
Yes.
Don't we say God raised Jesus from the dead? So God must not agree with Rome's justice. And so it seemed to be that the justice of the land was antithetical, stood against God's justice. So when God raises Jesus, God is really saying no to Rome's justice and saying yes to Jesus. Okay, everybody shaking their head for our listening audience.
Yes,
so
yeah,
agreement. Yeah. Okay, all right. Now, why would God grant his justice upon Jesus? Why would he raise Jesus from the dead as a direct confrontation against the justice of Rome?
Because Jesus was love and skin, wasn't he? And he
yeah, that's kind of how we define the incarnation.
So therefore, love wins.
Yeah. That's a summary. But what does that mean? How do we unpack that?
Well, I think Paul used the analogy of like a tent and a home. You know, the tent is our body, our life on this earth, the carnal, and then the home is with him, and that's in eternity.
Okay.
I think that's something to do with it.
What was Jesus' message?
Love.
It's not exactly the way the Gospels portray it. We see that in there, and that's a good way of understanding it.
Faith and obedience.
Okay, how about kingdom of God?
Kingdom of God.
Gentlemen, how many times? Too many donuts, not enough coffee. All right. Yeah, we see that Jesus comes around and he talks about repent. You know? Kingdom of God is at hand. It's near. It's in you. It's around you. And believe in this good news. So Rome and some of the collaborators with Rome pretty much say, no, it's not. So in a sense, there's kind of like this little lie. And they're willing to protect their position by destroying the messenger, crucifixion, as a form of justice, their justice. God refutes their justice, raises him from the dead, and in doing so says what? His message and way was right. It was just.
Yeah.
All right, that's how we kind of come to the conclusion that resurrection is more than just some promise of an afterlife. It doesn't make Jesus into some superhero per se, as much as we need to see how God is vindicating Jesus because Jesus lived it right. So if we're going to say we believe in the resurrection, we're going to say we believe in God's justice, then it begs the question, are we really living right?
No, we're right back to where Rome was.
For the most part, we might very well be. So before we went on the air, Justin, I asked you, I says, are you a citizen of the United States of America? And you said...
Yeah.
Yeah. You can say it with pride, bro. You don't have to. All right. Now, if we're American citizens, isn't there kind of this expectation of allegiance?
Yes.
Which would mean what? If we're going to give our allegiance to the U.S.,
supposed to God first.
Okay, we're going to get there. All right. What might that imply?
As a soldier, you. Off your life,
you know, things like that. Yeah. There, we have these type of things. All right. What about? I'm an American citizen. If my allegiance is to the United States, should I be selling secrets to China?
No. Traitor.
But I can wave an American flag and still sell secrets to China.
Yes.
I can go to church and still deny allegiance.
Yes.
If we're going to talk about the power of God's justice and the vindication of Jesus through the resurrection, if we're going to say we believe in that, shouldn't we also have an allegiance to it, to that power in our lives today?
Yes.
Now, would you agree that maybe more often than not, we actually live lives in which we deny that power of justice and the resurrection?
Yes.
What might be some ways in which we deny resurrection?
Being selfish?
Like you said something earlier.
I don't remember exactly what that was, but feeding our addiction.
Yeah. Well, and what you said earlier, if we're not feeding the hungry, if we're not sheltering, if we deny shelter to the homeless, we're denying the power of the resurrection. If we're denying food to the hungry, we're denying the power of the resurrection. If we're denying justice to those who are being oppressed in our world, we're denying the power of the resurrection. And we can still go to church and do all those things.
Mm-hmm.
So, gentlemen, this being the first week after Easter, we need to continue. If we're going to claim that we believe in the resurrection, we need to live the resurrection by claiming its power daily in all of our lives.
If we were really doing God's... we're doing His work, His will, we wouldn't have to even be feeding the poor in the community that need food. We wouldn't have to have food pantries.
I think you have a pretty good insight. When we look at Jesus, so anytime he's performing a miracle, whether it be the raising of the resuscitation of Lazarus, the cleansing a leper, all these are more than just healing miracles. They are declarations against some of the injustices that are being portrayed against these individuals by the social norm. You know, if you're a leper, you're not welcome into the temple, let alone the city gates, maybe. Right? And in here, sometimes you may yourself have experienced the stigmatization that comes along with being homeless and or being addicted. You're not welcome. Hopefully what you've encountered since during your time here at Lenawee County Mission is that God loves you as you are. And once you can encounter and experience the reality of that truth, you just might change your life. And the power to work in that life transformation is indeed the power of justice that raised Jesus from the dead. All right, gentlemen, thank you for joining us on this week's edition of Word Made Flesh. May God's grace, peace, love, and joy be with you always.
Thank you for listening to Word Made Flesh, the radio ministry of the Lenawee County Mission. We hope you'll join us again next Sunday morning In the meantime, if you'd like to know more about the programs we offer at the Lenawee County Mission, or if you'd like to know about volunteer opportunities we have available, please go to our website at lcmission.org or call us at 265-4019.